How are you, Peter? You all right?
I'm not too bad, Darren, you?
Yeah, not bad at all. So, we've been talking about this for a few days here at the radio station. So you're doing something incredible for charity. I believe there's a team of you doing this, is that right?
Yeah, there's a team of seven. So there's five of us actually tackling the challenge and two of the support crew.
Okay, before we name the people who are helping you or part of your team to do this and what the team collectively is known as, Peter, what are you doing?
So we are walking 167 miles across the space of a week. We are starting in Shotton Colliery up in Durham, and we are heading back to Shotton in North Wales where we all live.
Oh, my day. So that's a lot of walking. So how many miles or steps are you expected to do a day, do you reckon?
Well, it varies. There are sort of two short days at the beginning and the end, but it's roughly around a marathon a day, so 25, 26 miles per day.
A day?
Yeah.
So have you had to have specially designed socks and shoes for this? You've got to get blisters, mate. All of you are.
Well, we're actually quite prepared when it comes to blisters. We've got specialist anti-blister socks because we actually did a charity walk last year. We actually spoke to Gavin last year. It was 80 miles across 48 hours last year.
Wow, see, I didn't even know you could get anti-blister socks. That's just blown my mind. Off air, we need to talk about those because I want some of those myself. So in your team then, collectively, who you are and who's in your team then?
So we've known ourselves as Shotton Walkers. So there's myself, Gavin, Lee, Mike and Steve, who are the five people that are going to be walking. And then we've got a support crew. And basically, I've been the planning team as well, which is James and Dean. So they've planned out all the routes, make sure it's safe for us to walk. They've sort of driven around the routes to make sure everything's safe. They'll also be sort of stopping at certain points to make sure we've got water and snacks and food and things like that.
So whose idea was it to do this particular challenge, or did you all have a vague idea what you wanted to do?
Well, it sort of bounced around during the beginning of the lockdown in a WhatsApp group. And we sort of played with different ideas of sort of different distances and where we could go. And we thought in the end, obviously, place names are the same, but they've also got industrial history. So we're a steel town in Shotton here, and they were coal up at Shotton Colliery. So we thought it was a good connection from one to the other.
Are you doing it for one charity or a number of charities?
We're splitting it between two. So the first one is Calm. We felt it was quite a good charity after the last sort of 12 to 18 months everyone's had. Do a lot for mental health. So we thought we're quite apt after the pandemic and a lot of people not being able to see friends, family, have been feeling low, things like that. So we thought it was a good choice. And we also feel they go hand in hand with the Not Forgotten Association. So we raised money for them last year and they look after wounded and serving men and women and disabled veterans, and they sort of arrange events and outings and stuff for them. So we felt that they do go really, really well together.
So you're doing this challenge then for two fantastic causes. This is the bit where now you plug where people can find more about this and if they want to donate and all that kind of stuff. So where can people find out more?
So we've actually got a website, which is shottonwalkers.co.uk. So there's access to, on there, there's video clips of the routes we'll be taking. So if we're going through anywhere where you may live, obviously come out and give us a shout. There's also a link to our donation page on there. We've also got a Facebook page, again, just called Shotton Walkers. Along with the donation page on there, we are actually running a raffle at the moment, which is for two executive tickets for the Man United versus Liverpool game on the 24th of October. So if you message on there, if you are interested in those, people can donate that way as well if they want to have a chance for a day out of the football. And also our giving link is on there as well.
So what's your goal? What's the fund goal that you want?
The goal we've set ourselves initially is £5,000.
And where have you got so far? Has it already started to mount up now, is it? Or?
Yeah, well, we've been doing small charity events where possible during within COVID guidelines over the last sort of 12 to 18 months. So I think we're around £3,000 so far already.
Oh, amazing, amazing. So you've got, you're over half the way there. I reckon you're going to smash that anyway. You're going to go way past the amount, your goal that you've set yourselves anyway. A great cause, a great team of lads as well doing this, and a whole team behind you as well, which is fantastic. We're going to share it again on our social media pages and on our website. But Pete, thanks very much for your time and the best of luck. Do me a favour, when you've done it and you class like the end is there, will you give us a ring back and let us know how you're getting on?
Yeah, will do.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Pete. Take care.
Thanks a lot. You too.